For about a year now, a small group of community-minded senior citizens in Petaluma have been exploring the possibility of creating a village within the city. But Ann Greenblatt, the steering committee coordinator, explains it's not a residential sort of village.
Villages are a phenomenon which have been around for about 10 years. The first one was in Beacon Hill in Boston. They've spread around the country. There are now almost 100. But they're not traditional villages. It's a way of life. It's not a place. They're formed as nonprofit organizations that are community-based, member-driven to support each other to age in our own homes and live active, vibrant, independent lives as long as we can.
There are now about 20 such villages in California. In the Bay Area, they're in Sausalito, San Francisco, Berkeley, and Palo Alto, which happen to be the first in the state. Each one is unique, but they typically include three main components.
They have the members who pay a membership fee every year to be part of it. They have volunteers who could be any age who provide services for members, such as driving, the big one, gardening, computer help, minor home repairs, going to medical appointments, taking notes. And there are also screened lists of service providers. So if we can't find a volunteer that might provide the service that a member needs, then we can refer them to this vetted list of service providers.
There's no question that aging baby boomers are swelling the number of soon-to-be and active seniors in Petaluma. But whether there is enough demand or support for a village is still being determined, Greenblatt says.
We actually have about 150 people who have come to our programs, our open meetings that were held the third Wednesday of every month, and living room chats that we've started doing in people's living rooms. And I think we're getting a pretty strong sense that there is a need and there are enough people that it's a viable thing to do. Now we just need to make sure we're partnering with other agencies in the community so that we can really have a truly collaborative organization.
However, Elise Hempel, Executive Director of Petaluma People Services, is not convinced there is a need for the new group.
To be honest with you, it's a model that I think in other communities has operated really well. Petaluma, because we already have the existing infrastructure, it's hard to overset it with another infrastructure of connecting people to services. We know where the gaps in services are already, and we're already trying to address those with more program-based services.
The village model often works alongside agencies that serve low-income populations, Greenblatt notes. They offer support to those with more resources who can afford the $500 a year membership fee.
The village phenomenon usually starts by appealing to people who are more middle class, for whom there's often not as many services. Often there are supports for people who have low incomes and wealthy can afford more services, but the middle class struggles more. So that's who we're reaching out to immediately.
The Petaluma Village Exploration Project has set a deadline to decide if they will proceed or not by the end of the summer. Greenblatt already has a hunch which way that decision will go.
I do have a sense that we've really gathered momentum, and at first I felt very doubtful, but there are many, many people who've expressed strong support, and I have a pretty good sense that we're going forward.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.